There are so many factors to building trust in a marriage, and when a couple gets it right, there's a definite increase in the stability of the relationship. If, however, your spouse is becoming emotionally involved with another person, you'll undoubtedly feel the level of trust between the two of you quickly diminishing. We'll talk more about dealing with emotional affairs on the next Family Matters. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this question from a disheartened wife. She asks, are repeated emotional affairs biblical grounds for divorce? On several occasions, my husband has become emotionally involved with other women in ways that have been seriously destructive to our marriage. The most recent incident involved a lady with whom he'd been emotionally intimate in the past. I'm tired of his betrayals, and though we've been in counseling together for some time, I see nothing in him to indicate that there's any hope of change in the future. What should I do? It's not easy to respond to an inquiry like this. The various emotional, relational, and scriptural pieces of the puzzle are so complex that we simply can't give you a definitive reply. We can only attempt to shed some light on a few of the most important details of the scenario you've described. Let's begin with the biblical side of the question. It's common knowledge that Jesus cites fornication or sexual immorality as the one and only legitimate reason for dissolving a marriage. Take a look at Matthew 19, verse 9. In light of this statement, it seems that what you're really asking is, does emotional attachment amount to fornication or sexual immorality? At first glance, the answer would appear to be an obvious no. As your husband himself would probably point out, we didn't do anything, there was no sex involved. But upon further reflection, the problem appears to be more complicated. We think you need to begin by examining yourself. Exactly why are you so interested in determining whether repeated emotional affairs constitute biblical grounds for divorce? Are you looking for a reason to divorce your husband? If so, is his recent unfaithfulness the only thing pushing you in this direction? In cases like yours, there's a powerful tendency to wrap up all of the struggles and frustrations of your entire married life and dump them on top of the affair, to use it to give yourself permission to take revenge on your spouse for every offense he's ever committed. That's why we think it's so important to ask yourself if there are any other unresolved issues in your relationship and to separate them out of the mix before you attempt to address the fallout of the emotional affair. A similar observation can be made with respect to your husband, of course. His motives, too, are open to question. Do you sense that he is in any way trying to push the envelope or test the boundaries by insisting that whatever else may have happened, he never became sexually involved with the other woman? Is he for some reason trying to nudge the line as closely as possible without actually crossing over into blatant sin? If so, why? If he really cares about you and your marriage, why would he want to run such a huge risk? Is it possible that he is looking for an excuse to end the relationship? If, as you've indicated, the two of you are currently in the middle of marital counseling, these are some of the questions you'll want to bring up with the therapist. What matters most at this stage of the game is an honest assessment of the intentions of your heart. If you have cause to believe that your husband's behavior up to this point has been characterized by a stubborn resistance to change or an ongoing lack of repentance, you may in fact have a very serious problem on your hands. But we would urge you not to jump to this conclusion too quickly. If you recognize your spouse or yourself in anything I've said and feel you can apply our comments with profit to your situation, so much the better. If not, and you think it would be helpful to discuss your questions at greater length, please feel free to contact Focus on the Family's counseling department. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and scroll to the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.